It's early morning in mid-June, and a man has just been found dead, shot to death in his apartment in Frenchtown. The police have come and gone, and the neighborhood is quiet. Down the street, a group of people sit on the sagging porch of an old house, its paint peeling. Empty, overgrown lots are mixed between old stores still standing, resistant to the urban decay. As I walk the street, I spot an older man in his 60s. He's the owner of one of the few businesses left in the area, and he begins to talk about what he's seen.
If you just hang around here for a little while, you see a lot of jokers walking back and forth. Yesterday, I talked to a guy yesterday, and I asked him, where was he from? And he wouldn't tell me where he was from. But I said, you guys coming here from Alabama and Mississippi, so he chuckled. So I knew that's where you were. I said, you need to save your life, man. I said, you need to get out of this neighborhood. Go get yourself a job.
But that was the other thing we were saying.
The tags?
No.
As we speak, his wife walks up. She stresses not to use their names. They used to live here, too, but they moved long ago.
That way you're not pointing nobody out, the business owner. Even though you go talk to them and they might not say very much, but we're speaking for a whole lot of them if they don't say anything. So you just said a business owner.
The couple's business has been spray painted twice with gang insignia. And as we talk, a tall, gaunt man with a lurching step walks past. We stop.
That guy right there, he run dopes.
The guy in the green shirt?
Yeah, he run dopes. He live in here. He live around here. But his parents used to own this corner down here, that corner down there. They used to own that. Own all that area, you know. Mm-hmm. And his mother was a school teacher. But he got in this gang, and he stays in that stuff, selling that stuff.
Frenchtown is a former center of black commerce that, post-civil rights movement, has been worn down with decades of de-investment, drugs, crime, and poverty. This Frenchtown shooting happened less than 2 weeks after three others rocked Tallahassee during the summer.
What we do know for certain is that we have a situation that requires some extraordinary actions by the city government.
City Mayor Andrew Gillum, along with local pastors, joined police officers to launch Operation Safe Neighborhoods. The project encouraged Tallahassee local law enforcement to more visibly police the neighborhoods of Frenchtown, the South Side, and Wilson Green, where three people were shot in May. But weeks after the project began, another man died in a shooting on a front lawn in Wilson Green. And that's frustrating to City Commissioner Curtis Richardson, who had recently been involved in a neighborhood cleanup.
We've got to show the same kind of outrage when we perpetrate crimes against each other. As when happens when a rogue cop goes too far.
The DNA is exhausted from waiting. The DNA is tired as hell from living in America and having nothing.
That's Leon County Commissioner Bill Proctor, a staple of Southside politics. He's not alone in that assessment. Stanley Sims created Shepherd's Hand Outreach Center. He counsels people in prison, and he ministers in neighborhoods. Sims says the cycle of economic segregation, educational disparities, and worse health outcomes are not solved through sporadic community forums and occasional walkthroughs.
And I say, you know, hey, take that gun off. Let me go get you a job. You know what they tell me, Reverend? My mama worked two jobs and our car just got repoed. It is a crying shame if you are working a full-time job and can't live decently. So what is it if you're working two?
And Proctor says the damage caused by violent crime spreads across the city, and it's not limited to the neighborhood where it occurred.
It affects Florida State's enrollment potentially.
Exactly.
To be the most violent city, FAMU. People don't want to send their children here. It affects the professionals which may move to this community, but for the violent reputation of being the state's number one most violent city.
Tallahassee has landed on Forbes magazine's list of the most violent cities in America. The Tallahassee Police Department has worked six homicides this year, less than half of what occurred last year. But the rate of shootings and other violent crime has fluctuated recently, painting a far more complicated picture that local law enforcement and city government officials are struggling to understand. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.